Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? Well, you know what? When the cows do come home, this comment of yours will seem rather tepid, won't it? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist in no particular order, shall we? Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish!
Hey.
You're trapped on a deserted island. What is the one collection of music you'd like to have with you?
Oh.
These collections used to be called albums. It's much easier to ask.
You know what? This is a really bad one for me.
So you don't have a musical stylings that you particularly enjoy? You're eclectic. Your taste is eclectic.
It's all over the place. Well,
are you over Judy Garland?
I love Judy. We'd kill each other on the island.
Okay.
Even if it was just her voice.
Okay. Then the question shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of us, and you have to say Joey, would you like to make you a mixtape for the island?
I have to say Joey.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me the same song on loop.
Oh,
oh
grab
no.
Grab your shorts. Craig Kakowski is at the table. Kakao, what is your deserted island album? Notice I'm saying album, so now it's no longer music. Could be anything.
Oh. Bill Cosby.
I think one of those haunted house records of spooky sounds. That way other people stay the fuck off my desert island.
That's the beauty. So is it desert island? Because it's a deserted island. What makes it a desert island?
They mean the same thing.
Turns out.
I think the British say desert when they mean deserted.
So you thought
in your face.
You thought you were in the UK for a moment?
He travels much.
I know we've got a big UK listenership.
We do.
Who love the accents.
At least one of the scene suggestions today is from the UK. Hold the bread between your knees. It's Chris Alvarado. Chris T. Brinkley of Improv. What is your album of Desert Island?
Man, all right. I'm just going to say.
Do it. Just say it.
Yeah. Let's see. Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
Kaboom.
Oh.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Cut the grass because there's James Heaney. James G. McGee III. Care to share your albums?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I would
like
to. It would be.
And that's all the time we have, guys.
It would be a live one from Fish.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Ugh.
Oh, come on. It's a really good album. It's really good. I mean, it's got two
Can
discs.
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it 5 hours long?
It's longer than most albums, but not
Should
5 hours.
Should ever be, is how that
I can so easily see you just jammed in.
Well, there's a lot of different sounds coming out of that album.
Do they have the nerve to name the tracks?
Yeah, of course they do. There's different songs.
No, there aren't. I mean, there's different titles.
Oh, man.
Okay. God bless you for your choice.
Thank you.
We live in a free society. You're allowed to be wrong. And last, but may your car wash be closed if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Joe to the Greer O, what is your album?
You know, I'm
Are you going to go with your own new album?
I had to play my album, Goodnight, which is on the Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.
How soon would you go insane?
I would strip myself immediately. I would forget that that's who I am. I'd forget that I'm listening to myself,
yes.
And then vow to kill the person on the album.
Right.
And when I get back to civilization, I would realize that that's me, and I've already been dead.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Does that
make sense?
Oh,
no.
That totally makes
no.
sense.
Totally. Yeah. No. Okay, cool. Or Limp Bizkit. Anything by Limp Bizkit. Those are my two options.
We'd like to invite you to become a VIP member of our new Patreon page. Bonus episodes not available to non-members. Oh, that's right. Episodes, scenes available only to you. There's a phone number also that just VIPs can call in, leave a message, or put in a question or request, whatever. We'll reply at one of our regular meetups. We've got one coming up actually at the house where we do a live stream. We'll tell you all about it on the social medias. Those are only available to VIPs. All kinds of cool shit. So join the Supercore fans by going to patreon.com/alchemythis. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you would like to submit one, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Dave, a Patreon VIP.
Dave.
I'm sorry, did I not mention that VIPs get priority scene suggestion into the queue? Because you do. Dave wrote, "It made my day when you used my suggestion, unibody body part group therapy." Yep, it's me, Mr. Uniball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love that guy.
I don't think I was here for that.
Probably weren't. You might have been.
Thanks for doing that one. Here's my new scene suggestion. Brace yourselves. Marvin McHugh as an advice call-in radio show host. Thanks for all the laughs. Chicken is church. Dave. Marvin, so you just sit at the counter there. You got the headphones and the microphone in front of you. That's all you got to do. We'll forward the questions to you. And you just, first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, and are these real people calling in?
They certainly are. Yeah. People from all over the world, by the way. Not just the United States.
Okay, so it might be a different time zone.
It could, in fact, be a completely different time zone.
Okay, so I should adjust to that.
You don't have to adjust anything. I'll just shoot you a question. I'll play the person's asking the question, and then you just, first thing comes to your mind.
Okay, good. Because I have a lot of advice to give.
I've
had a lot of life experiences.
That's why we've hired you.
Good.
Or they've hired you. I'm just the engineer. My name's Doug Bame. So let's, when you're ready, give me a thumbs up. That's not really a thumb.
Okay. Well, my thumb is mangled.
Hello. Am I on the air?
Oh, here's our first caller. Yes. State your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name's Donnie Carter. I'm calling from Downey, California.
Okay, Mr. Carter. What question do you have for Marvin?
Well, a quick little backstory. My wife and I are, we've lost the spark, frankly, and I just don't want to lose her. She's a great woman. I just don't.
Who the fuck are you on the phone with?
Babe, I'm ordering pizza.
Are you shitting in there?
I'm ordering pizza. I'll make this quick.
If you get something with pepperoni.
No. That's not my question.
Let me in on that.
No, that's not my question, sir. My question is, how do I bring the fire back to the bedroom?
You used to have a fire there.
No, sir. One sec, babe. Please, I need an answer. I need it quickly. She's getting angry, and I want to soothe her and make sweet, sweet love to her. Please, give me.
Leslie's coming over. We're going out. You're staying home.
Can I come?
No.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't come. Thanks for nothing.
Look, Downey. Downey, are you there? Downey, I lost him.
It's okay, Marvin. We got another call in the queue here for you. Caller, go ahead.
Marvin McHugh.
As it turns out. Good one. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, I'm Sean Turtleneck. No relation to the actual clothing line. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, but I'm calling from New York, right outside. Right outside. Now, right. And I have a question.
What time is it there?
Right now, it's like 6:45. What time is it over by you?
It's 3:18.
3:18 by you. Okay, so should I call back, or how does this?
What's your question for Mr. McHugh?
Well, I just want, should I call back, or is there...
Doug Bame, what do we do?
We just go ahead with the question.
Okay. All right.
This is a time-sensitive question. I don't... if we're not on the same time, I don't know if...
Okay, well, let's synchronize our watches then.
Are you analog or digital?
I'm analog.
Okay, I am digital. All right, so this is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, what do you see now?
I see right now it is off. I just turned my watch off. Holy shit. Okay.
Mine's also off.
All right, I don't know what time it is. That's good. We don't know what time it is. So we're both out.
Let's go with that. What is your question?
My question is actually more of a statement. It's actually more of a statement, but I'll phrase it as a question.
We can handle that.
I'll phrase it as a question if that's all right.
Just do an upward inflection at the end.
You got it. All right. Red Sox?
Raleigh, I'm not wearing socks right now, but when I wear socks.
I'm in New York.
When I wear socks, I do prefer red socks.
All right, I am in
Red
New York.
Sox is a sponsor of the Marvin McHugh Show for many years.
I'm in New York. I'm a New York guy.
At Red Sox, we do all the thinking for you. Why choose a color when it's red? Red Sox. All right, Marvin.
All right, I'm dumping you, Raleigh.
I'm dumping you.
Raleigh. Remember, Marvin, if you'd like to save one of these calls, we set up a special bank, and you can name the bank whatever you want.
Okay.
So for playing back later.
Are we live on the air now?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So everyone's hearing you giving me notes.
I don't think these are notes, per se.
Hello?
I'm taking them as notes.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. This is Marvin McHugh. You're in the Marvin McHugh.
I'm in the queue or I'm on the show?
You're on the show.
Oh.
How are you? Do I know you?
I'm disguising my voice. I'm trying to.
Okay.
So, I didn't expect you to guess so fast.
What time is it where you are?
It's at 3:19.
All right. We are in sync.
Okay.
There's a pizza on the way, so. Oh. What do you got?
I'm not where you are.
Where are you calling from?
My house.
Sure. And your name?
It's a condo.
Is that Italian?
Is this Marie Kondo?
I wish. I hope I could spark joy. I'm calling because I have a crush on someone and I don't know how to tell them.
Oh, okay. That's tough.
He has beautiful ankles.
Hmm. You know, people often compliment me on my ankles when I'm not wearing my red socks.
Yeah.
What else is true about him?
What else is true about him? What a beautiful question. He's a poet. He's a scholar.
Doesn't know it.
But his feet show it. They're Longfellows.
Oh, poetry-related puns are my go-to.
Yes. I see this fellow at the library on Wednesdays.
Wait, I go to the library on Wednesdays. Is this fellow you're talking about me?
Oh, if it was,
is there a question?
How would I get you? How do I get you?
Is that the question?
That's my question. Get off the phone, Jug.
Well, next time you're at the library, maybe you need to send a signal.
I've been trying.
Really? What are some of the signals you've sent?
Have you ever noticed a lady with no teeth?
Okay, so you just want to check this out for 2 days? You want to check this out? Please quiet down. Don't tell me to shush.
You hold on to my shirt.
What?
Let go of me.
What are you doing?
Hold on to my shirt.
What are you doing?
Out of my way, freak. I'm trying to check out a book.
Ow!
Mr. McHugh. How to do, sir?
I need this sex guide.
Okay, you got it.
I'm hosting an advice show now. I'm out of the law business.
You don't need to check this out. This is just a pamphlet of safe sex practice. You can just take this.
Just put it on my card.
Sex, okay. All kinds of sex. I love it.
Do I still refer to you?
Okay, I don't remember that.
Well,
I apologize if I treated you that way.
It's okay. I was trying to create a scene. I didn't deserve your attention. But I'd love to deserve your attention, Marvin.
It sounds like you've acquired teeth.
I have gotten some. My nephew.
Oh, you got his teeth.
No, I wish. No. Those are great. They're young. These are fake.
Well, I think you can kiss just the same regardless, right?
I can kiss better with them out, Marvin.
Marvin, we were listening to your radio show. It got pretty fucked up, if I could just be honest with you, okay?
It got pretty hot.
Subjective. It was...
Is Red Sox upset?
Red Sox is through the roof, all right? They're pulling sponsorship, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You think we're going to have our product on this fucking station that sick-ass shit?
I understand.
That was sick, man.
I understand.
It started sweet. It went sexy. It got filthy.
I understand. Look, we're doing a live radio show here, okay? It's 3:18. All right, we're doing the best we can.
You talk to that motherfucker.
Hey, Dave, can you come to my office for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, you're in charge of the Red Sox campaign, right?
Yeah.
On radio?
On radio.
Have you heard the Marvin McHugh show? Well, they did a Red Sox ad?
No.
Okay, so my wife and I are driving to dinner last night, and this thing's on.
Well, I get it. You're married.
Yeah, I don't mean to bring it up every time
we
talk.
You do.
I'm sorry about it. You're not married.
Wish I was.
Right.
Yeah.
So
sorry to interrupt you. I'm just taking orders for chicken here. Do you want roasted chicken?
I do.
Because you're married.
I want roasted chicken.
Married? You're not married. I know you're not married.
No, what do you mean? No, I'm not married.
All right, so just chicken for us?
Yes.
I'm married.
We'll do the marriage.
I get some food, right?
I'll be back in a bit.
Okay, so what's up?
Yeah, the ads are horrible. The live reads?
Yeah.
Horrible. You need to talk to whoever's in charge of the station that he works at because my wife is humiliated.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I can't have that again.
I mean, we hired a real pro to read those ads.
A real pro?
Yeah.
By the name of?
I don't know his fucking name.
Okay, well, this is my problem.
All right, listen, people. All right, look, we run a business here. Everyone's got to be married.
Okay? I'm married.
All right?
Everyone's
got to be married.
Why did you look at me? I'm married.
I'm looking at everyone.
You are looking at me.
I'm talking to you. I'm just looking at you. It's a respectful thing.
You know that I'm married, Ted, and my wife is in Canada right now.
I know that, all right? And Clark?
Well, I'm just trying to find the right person I've dated, and the thing is that
you married, Clark?
He was. Clark, you were married.
I was very shortly married, but it was.
Are you kicking my leg, or what are you doing?
Sure.
No, don't kick my leg.
Why?
Okay? What do you mean, don't kick? Don't. It's bruising.
It's hard to be married.
It is, but we're a company. Mine we sell socks to married people for married people. Do you understand this? All right. Are you married or not, Clark?
I'm no longer married.
Get on the table! Ow! Get on the table! Ow! Everybody look!
All right, Marvin, we have one last call for you. I'm stepping in for Doug Bain.
Who are you?
Don't worry about it. I'm the intern.
Where's Doug? What happened to Doug?
We have one last call for you, and we're going live.
My name's Ebert, and I live in Laramie, Wyoming. My wife has been burying things in the backyard, and there's people missing in our neighborhood.
What time is it there, Laramie?
It's 4:15.
Okay.
What time?
It's 4:15 here.
Oh, that's strange.
That is strange. Do you not have one of those devices that automatically resets for daylight saving?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
It's a wall clock I'm looking at, and I can't reach it.
All right.
Half the year it's wrong.
Do you have like a stepladder you can get on?
Sure.
Okay. I'll give you time to get the stepladder.
Hey, babe, close your eyes. I'm dragging something through here. I don't want you to see it.
Okay. All right. I can't.
Did you buy the bleach I asked for?
Yeah, the bleach is under the sink.
Thank you.
There's what?
I'm sorry. That was my wife. She was dragging some garbage bags across the floor and wanted to know where the bleach was. So,
are all your poisons labeled?
Well, I don't know if bleach is really a poison.
Try drinking it. see how that goes.
I'd prefer not to, but I'll give it a sip.
I was being facetious. Don't drink the bleach.
Well, is there a difference between something being poisonous and being poison?
Mr. McHugh, you realize you're in some hot water?
Yes, this is very relaxing.
Well, we wanted to relax you before we sort of let you know the scope of our case.
This feels good.
Enjoy this hot tub soak. It may be your last.
I'm sorry I'm late, dude. Please do not talk to my client until we have spoken. He's a former judge.
Spoken.
He is a former judge. He has rights beyond your jurisdiction.
Jared, your client got 40 people to drink bleach.
They did it themselves, their own volition.
He said, I double dare you on the air.
And people can be dared triple times if they'd like. My client is a former judge.
Jared's my Roy Cohn.
I don't...
Hey, Cindy. Thanks for coming back to my place. I want to whip up a quick little nightcap for us, if that's cool with you.
Okay, what kind of hat?
Well, I was listening to a radio show, and I got a little tip about something that might be spicy.
Okay.
Okay, give me one sec. Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sean, what the hell? What are you doing in my apartment, dude?
Dude, you said I could crash here whenever I needed to.
Can I open my eyes? Who's that voice?
One sec.
Can I open my eyes? Who is that?
Just keep your eyes closed for one sec.
You brought a date here, man?
Wait, yeah, what's the issue?
I want to open my eyes.
I know, but just hold on real quick.
What the hell, dude?
Do you have any bleach?
What?
Do you have any bleach?
Of course I got bleach, man. Shut I've been drinking it all night, man. What the hell?
Take your hand off my eyes. All right,
fine,
I want to see
who
that
okay.
is.
This is my butler. Oh. He's my butler. He's my butler.
Are you serious, dude?
You don't look like a butler.
I need this.
Well, I work out.
I need this. He's my butler.
Fuck.
And I was he was just going to make us a drink.
God, yeah, can I
and
get you a drink?
And how does that concern me exactly?
Because ultimately they drank the bleach.
Well, I said on the show, I'm being facetious, don't drink bleach.
I followed it up with, in fact, I triple dog dare you.
Excuse me, I had to step out for a minute. I did not hear what you said, okay? So I am back now, all right?
Where did you go, Jared?
I had to go outside. I had to excrete myself, thank you very much. I did not want to do it.
You excrete yourself?
Yes, I did, okay?
Jared, you're an embarrassment.
Am I?
Jared, didn't even pass the bar.
No, I didn't, but I got over it. Now, let me tell you something now.
Jared's a reptilian. He's going to shed his skin like every hour.
I can't help that. I'm from a different planet, but I'm born
Mr.
on
McHugh,
Earth.
Your lawyer isn't a lawyer.
He is a lawyer.
He's not
a lawyer in seven galaxies.
Oh my God, Mr. McHugh. Where's a hologram port? I don't see any hologram ports over here. Do you have one?
Can we get a hologram port?
Do you mind?
I don't run the case, Bob, and there is no hologram port that I'm aware of.
Excuse me, my tail is falling off.
Hey, can we get more bubbles? Here? This should be bubbly.
I don't run the K-Spa.
Hit the bubble button.
You're in big trouble.
Marvin, we have time for just one more call.
Great. So I'm back on the air.
You are, yes, of course.
Good.
Yeah, we've been on the air this whole time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Boy, my mind has been wondering, yes.
All right.
Am I on?
There's a caller now.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. You're on with Marvin McHugh.
The butler and the guy is dating. They're vomiting on the floor, and he said, call Marvin McHugh. He said to call you.
Okay, I'd call a poison control center.
What's happening?
What happened?
Marvin will have the answers. He'll have the answers.
He said you'll know what to do. They were making a night cocktail, a nightcap, and the butler was wearing boxers and he was ripped. And I was like, oh my God. And I was going to cheers and I cheersed, but I didn't drink it.
Miss, have you just woken from a dream?
I don't think so.
You're describing things that are happening now.
It happened like 3 minutes ago.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alaska.
Marvin?
Oh, what time is it there?
2:15.
2:15. Wow, that is early.
It's late. It's the other 2:15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it still light out?
It's always light
out. That's weird.
I'm going batshit.
Okay.
When is it going to be night, Marvin, and why is the butler dying?
So the question, first and foremost, is when is it going to be night?
Well, okay. I think 6 months. Like, if it wait 6 months, it's going to be night. Okay.
And then the butler question?
Oh, he's dead.
Are you curious how she has a butler?
How do you
I don't have a butler, actually. I was on a date. It was the second date.
I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
So I go back to the guy's place, but it was his place, but the butler was there, but the butler was in a mood. But now they're both dead, and I just moved to Alaska last month, and this is like not what I wanted.
Okay, I'd get out of there.
Okay.
It sounds like the call, rather than to the Marvin McHugh show, is to 911.
Can you do that?
Sure, I can switch you over.
Okay.
I'll hold for 911 operator, please.
Okay.
912.
Oh, no. I'm trying to call 911.
Forget it. Fuck, great.
Wait. Can you transfer me?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, what does 912 do? Can you help me?
Yes, of course I can help you. I'm 912.
Well, okay, I'm in Alaska and there's two dead people here.
Oh, okay, let me write this down. Two dead people.
Wait.
Okay, go on.
What are you writing?
I'm writing down two dead people. What else do you need? Quick.
I heard a pen.
Yes.
Don't you have a computer?
No, it's 912. We don't got that kind of money.
What is 912?
Well, if it isn't the 912 pussies.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to change.
This is our cafeteria locker room, okay? It's the 911 boys here, the real emergency boys.
Sometimes they need an overflow, and we do a good job with it.
Oh, is that right? Who told you that? Get out of here, you little son of a bitch. All right, pop quiz 912. Someone gets shot. What do you do?
Write it down.
All right, that's pretty good.
Okay, so you got one right. What about a fucking building fire in the second quadrant?
There's a building fire caused by fucking? Is that what you're saying?
No.
What are you talking about? We don't fuck.
I never said you did. I just said,
no. We don't even like each other.
We don't even... We both have separate relationships.
We hold
hands.
You're
both married. I know that.
Let's write this down.
Okay, I'm gonna write this down. They're both.
No, wait.
Don't write that down.
No.
Give me the paper. Give me the paper. Don't hold it above my head.
Okay.
Come here. Watch. I'll hug him right now. We're hugging.
It's a friendly hug.
Is that okay?
Make a note of that.
It's a platonic fucking hug.
Fucking hug. Fucking hug.
No, not a fucking.
Excuse me, librarian. I want to renew this sex pamphlet.
Yes, again, it's just a pamphlet.
Excuse me. I'm trying to renew this sex pamphlet.
You don't need to renew it. It's just a pamphlet.
Hello?
Oh, I dropped my teeth.
Ma'am,
Excuse me while I pick them up.
Ma'am, I'm going to call security.
You might get a look right down my butthole.
Ma'am, I'm going to call security.
No, you're not.
Who is this monstrosity?
I don't know.
Marguerite.
That's it. Hello, 912.
Marguerite.
This is 811.
811. Can you transfer me 912?
Will do. Really quick. You sure I can't help you out?
Maybe. There's a woman over here losing her teeth.
That's a 912 for sure. All right. And we're transferring now.
Hello? Okay, there's no one on the line. Hello?
Yeah, it's still me. I think I can handle it.
So you're not... there's a woman here who dropped her teeth and she's showing her butthole to other people at the library.
That is hard. That's a 912.
Great. Can I please be transferred?
But, how can I help you?
Yeah, by transferring me to 912, please.
All right, fine. Transferring now.
Thank you. Hello?
912?
912. Yes, I have a woman here who's showing her teeth and her butthole.
Showing her teeth?
Well, she's losing her teeth
butthole?
And then her butthole's being shown. Can
Stop licking my ankles.
I just need someone to remove the woman.
Okay, let me just.
I thought you were my hand
take
bone
the pen out
dropped.
Really quick. I'm a little confused. Butthole teeth.
And I can't think of a better way to
transition to a live read ad for a sponsor
from Butthole
that
Teeth.
Is going to be super excited to find themselves placed so gently. I believe, Chris, you're going to lead us off.
Yeah, that's right, because listen, here's the deal. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves. That means any way you're built, the mattresses can handle that. They provide supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies.
Even Joey's?
Especially Joey's.
Ooh. Wow. And if you don't believe it, guess what? There are over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars. That's out of 5, folks, from Casper, from Amazon, from Google. Yeah. Casper's becoming the internet's favorite mattress, and honey, the internet is huge.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
Yeah.
Casper offers 3 other mattresses. Wait, the Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body.
Even Joey's?
Especially Joey's.
It's a natural body that he has. The Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night. I can't tell you how many times I've woken with night terrors over purchases I shouldn't made. But like, I don't sweat over a Casper bed purchase.
No. And they got the Hybrid. Combine the pressure relief of the award-winning foam with durable yet gentle springs.
Affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. Delivered right to your door in a small, how the hell did they do that size box? Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. You can be sure. Let me try that again. You can be sure. Come on. You got this. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Joey, what does that mean to you, a sleep-on-it trial?
Sleep-on-it trial means that you can sleep on it, see if it fits your body. And if you sleep well with it, you keep it. If you don't, vamanos.
100 nights.
100 nights. And think of how many days that is.
Wow.
Is there a jury that oversees the trial?
Yes. Yes, there is. Oh. Would you like to be on the jury?
Yes.
Is that why you're asking?
Yeah.
All right. Take a number. Now, Joey, I'm going to come to you for this personal experience because you guys got a Casper mattress.
We did.
So roll out the process for us, please.
Get the box.
Yep.
All right.
It shows up at your door.
Shows up at your door.
Crazy.
Pop it open. The mattress is in there. And then
how
just,
is it in there?
It's rolled up.
That's insane.
It's
in a box.
Fucking insane. It's nuts. And then you cut it open, and the mattress is there, and you just throw it on your box frame or wherever you got, even on the floor, wherever. It's a mattress, and you sleep on it immediately. It's fantastic.
Immediately?
Yeah, you can go to bed right then and there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is a little bananas. Here's good news also. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/alchemy. We're looking after our listeners. We want you to be a part of this process, so please take advantage of this offering. Use Alchemy at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $100 towards select mattresses by casper.com/alchemy. And thank you for supporting this show. All right, let's start with scene number 2, since I've got your attention. Hey, why not? This is good. This actually comes from Reem from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote, "Hi, I have been listening to you guys' show for quite a while now. I have you guys to thank for keeping me sane during soul-crushing finals. And now that I've graduated..."
Oh!
I guess we get credit for that, right?
Yeah, right.
"Soul-crushing work. Joking, I love my job really mostly. I have to say, it amazes me still how much you guys are able to derail every single scenario that's suggested. I mean, for example, a kid's TV show ending with a psychological damaged 90-year-old who thinks he's an octopus unintentionally killing himself. I think we all remember that one, right?
Yeah, of course, classic.
"Enough said. I find myself pondering about various scenarios to pitch." And then he offered like 7 different choices. "I chose the one least like any other scene we'd ever done before. And it goes like this. An alien couple who has spent a lifetime watching Earthlings finally lands and tries to pass themselves off as human. Keep doing what you guys do best. Reem from England." All right. So this is the last house we're going to show you.
This looks fantastic.
Yeah. As you can see, the entryway is quite sizable. Are you?
I'm just excreting.
Anything we can
get
you?
Are you okay, babe?
I'm fine. I'm just excreting a little
bit. I love this house. I would love to cook food that I will eat with my mouth and digestive system here.
Look, I'm a lawyer, okay? And I want to get this house.
What kind of law do you practice,
sir? I practice a law in several galaxies, okay? I don't want to brag
about this.
Yes, all right? I don't want to brag about
this. Have you ever noticed when you're eating food that your taste buds on your tongue can help you taste the food? I love that about my body.
Are you guys hungry? Is that your way of saying?
I would love to eat you. I would love to rip your flesh from your body and eat your
organs. He's joking. He's a comedian. We'd love to eat food that
I'm
you buy at the grocery
That's
store.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you want to see some of the bedrooms? And there's upstairs.
No need. We bring our own pods. I sleep upside down and I sweat in the night.
This guy's a riot.
Okay, so that was two number twos, and you still haven't told me your drink order yet.
What's Slurpian?
Slurpee. You know what?
No. Slurpian.
No, babe.
What are you doing?
Babe, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We wanted Olivia, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I made concessions, yeah?
Yeah.
I said I was going to terraform my lungs to be able to breathe this oxygen, yeah?
I recognize that accent.
You can't say that.
Of course I can say that.
Say that.
Of course
I can. We'll take two of the most popular human drinks on the menu.
Okay.
Yes. Where are you guys from, Jersey?
I'm from a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, me too, Jersey. God. Oh, man, I recognize that anymore. Okay.
I'm from the Harpoon system.
Yeah, get him, get him,
stab him. You're not even allowed to say that.
Oh, God, what the hell are they
going to do? You're not even allowed to say that.
All right, here you are. Two number two.
I'm a lawyer, too.
You know how many cases I got back in the Harpoon system?
Babe, don't do this.
Oh, I'll do this right now.
Don't do this right here.
I will do this right
now,
sir.
We'd like two number twos, two human drinks, and a napkin to wipe holes and from.
Our skin is going to fall off. We do not need a napkin.
We have to use a napkin.
Okay, here, it's all set here. It's 1342, please.
Y'all see that couple over there by the counter?
Yeah, what about them?
They're just, I mean.
Why are you looking at them?
Well, I mean, underneath their skin,
talk to us anymore?
I'm
gazing
good
off
for us,
around
I guess.
The restaurant.
I'm just saying, there's some creepy.
You got your family here, man.
They're good for us.
I'm not. Oh my. Well, because I got two jobs now, I'm too good for y'all, huh?
I think that's something that's going on. Also, because you got those Dr. Phil vitamins.
Look, I can afford what I can afford, and
you
I get what I get.
You can share them with us.
Or you can buy your own damn Dr.
We're
Phil vitamins.
Watch you take your vitamins like some sort of a city bitch.
I ain't no God damn it, Claire. I'm not going to be a city bitch like that, all right?
Dad, you're scaring us. Look, no one believes that you saw a flying saucer. No one believes it's from a Harpoon galaxy. No one believes you can feel the electromagnetic
energy.
Waves and
but,
energy.
But we love you just the same.
We love you.
I know what I saw.
We're not
okay,
saying.
And I'm sorry if I'm ruining Thanksgiving.
No, you're not ruining it. We're scared. We're scared that you're losing your mind.
You're scared. I'm scared.
Are you
that
trying
they're
to teach
infiltrating
us?
Our town.
And I'm scared that the sweet potatoes are getting cold, so let's just...
Stacey, you're not blood family here, okay?
I cannot listen to you say
Let
that again.
Let me get the door.
Hello?
Hi, how do you do?
Oh, happy, you guys are the neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, I just needed to borrow some...
Yeah.
Turkey, because we celebrate
turkey.
This.
You know what? I can do one better. We can borrow you some turkey inside. Come inside
borrow
for Thanksgiving.
Me some turkey inside.
Hey, hi, guys.
How do you doing?
These
Welcome.
Are the neighbors. What?
That's them. That's
okay.
them.
Okay, sorry. We're sorry about this.
They're the aliens. They're the aliens that came right out of that flying
is
saucer.
Is he pointing at me?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is our grandfather. He's
my dad, your
Would
grandfather.
Would you like
on.
Some sweet potato pie? I do it with marshmallows, but I got another version without marshmallows in the oven. It can go either way.
I would like to eat that grandfather's eyes. If
no,
I could do one
he's
thing.
Joking. Okay. He's
what?
Not funny.
He's,
he's
doing a joke.
I want to eat my eyes.
He's
I know
a
what
comedian.
I saw with my eyes.
He's a lawyer, but it's not funny.
All right, a couple things. My dad, his grandfather is not feeling well today, okay? Also, Cindy over here is not actually related to us. She's
a
family
I have
friend.
Been
but
in
like
the,
for a
I'm
long
not
time.
A family friend. I am married.
She's trying to steal grandpa's money. That's what's
not,
really happening.
I love him. We have been married for 38 years.
Oh, yeah, really?
I'm not after his money. He doesn't have money.
All right. Oh, here comes mom with
I
the turkey.
Have some money.
And here it is.
Oh,
everybody be careful.
Gosh.
This is very hot. Grandpa, you usually cut the turkey.
Dad. No need. We will just eat it as is.
Well,
ooh.
Actually,
Oh my god.
They're obviously
we would
hey,
like to.
I got a fun question. Who's got 10 fingers on their hands?
I do not.
Look at all this.
I do okay. not.
We
I
have
do.
So much in common. You did, but you ate that one off last night like an idiot.
You're supposed to keep them all. That's what they do here.
Well, they get in the way of my goddamn normal hands.
You know what? You get in the way of my goddamn move. We gotta
here at the Scalusi family, we say grace before we eat.
Mom, he just ate the whole fucking turkey.
And you know what? We're not gonna let that ruin Thanksgiving. There's just stuffing. There's
something. I do have I got that extra sweet potato casserole in the oven.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to I Saw an Alien, and no one's believing me and my family, Anonymous.
What's the acronym again for that?
Alien. I Saw an Alien, and no one believes me and my family, Anonymous. So I just want us to know that everyone here is in a safe place, and that,
what are you going to do to stop them?
Well, I mean, this coalition right now that we're building, I feel like that's what it is. Sir, have a seat. You don't need to sit into the background. I think the best thing we can do to stop them is just make sure that we stay human, you know?
I think that's a great idea. Look, as the treasurer of the ISAANBMA, I feel that we could use a little more funding. A little more funding for therapy. Therapy.
I got a question. Say one of your friends is talking about seeing some kind of alien. They're also taking these vitamins that they got off the TV.
All right,
and
come
they don't
on,
got
man.
Enough vitamins.
Come on, man. It ain't like that, man. It ain't like that. You know I'm not a goddamn alien just because I'm two jobs.
I'm not saying you're an alien. I'm saying you're a rich bitch.
Oh, come
and you
on.
Change.
All right, can we break it up?
Hold on. And actually, she does bring up a good point. I think we should all do the prove we're not an alien movement. Obviously, we know aliens cannot clap. So if we can all clap, please.
Why can't they clap?
I don't know. I don't know how they're made. Okay, let me see. Claps go around the room. Claps go around the room.
All right.
We are safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can touch their hands together. They just don't have rhythm.
That's exactly right. Oh, welcome.
So I guess a clap is kind of...
All rhythmic, right. Yeah.
I never considered clap a rhythm thing. I thought it was more an aim thing.
Who's here ever seen the movie The Thing?
Oh, this bitch is a film critic now.
Anyone ever seen The Thing
with
Kurt Russell?
No, because not everybody has a passive lifestyle. Where they're just watching movies every night.
You're the poorest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
That's right.
All right. No more. You know the ISAANBMA is a place of support. Now, we have a new member who walked in. We'd like to hear his name, welcome him,
yeah, and hear his story. Yeah, what's your deal, man? Where are you from?
He sounds like an alien, by the way. He's not.
He can clap. I've
lost clap.
His hands.
He can clap. Please.
Make contact.
Welcome.
That's a good one.
My name is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
I live right here in town.
What street?
I live on Waveland.
All right.
Let's go.
It's a rich-ass street.
Let's go. Should we do the meeting there?
Why, we're all here now. Why would we go to another place?
Because you probably got a nice place. I bet you got a recliner, don't you, Rick?
Anyway, I'm not sure if this is the right meeting for me.
No, I think it might be. Are you feeling pressure from your family? Do they not believe the things that you've seen?
Well, they didn't, but then two aliens came to a Thanksgiving dinner and clearly revealed themselves as aliens, and now people in my family believe.
Yeah, okay. Where's the aliens right now?
Yeah, listen, you can't barge into this sacred room and then lie to our faces.
Hold up. It may say aliens in his house. What do they look like?
Well, they looked like people.
Okay.
Right. What were the telltale signs that they were never in our human?
Well, one of them sucked an entire turkey into his mouth.
That's funny.
So the fuck what? I sucked a turkey in my mouth. I'm a human.
You know what? Maybe you were right, sir. Maybe this isn't the place for you.
Wait, now, which group is this?
Dad, you look so upset. Did they not believe you at the meeting?
No, I need now to join a support group for...
But it sounded like the perfect group of people. You were right. How much more right can we tell you you were? Those aliens should get the fuck out of our neighborhood, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you for validating
me. I was always
me.
On his side, for what it's worth. I may be your stepmother, Becky.
You are my own age, okay? So I don't want to call you stepmother.
Well, I've been around for 34 years, Becky, so...
yeah, you're 34 years old. That's great. I'm kidding.
That wasn't funny.
Well, you know what else is
tell
funny?
Tell her that wasn't funny.
Okay, that wasn't funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got a well...
Command coming in to alien, please receive communication.
Yeah, we got it.
Communication received.
You have 6 hours till
everything goes kaboom.
Was there a issue with the transmission there? Seems to be some break in between there. What do we want to make? Kaboom, correct?
Kaboom. We need a big kaboom in 6 hours.
Wait, are we generating a kaboom, or is the kaboom being generated by an external alien source?
External alien.
Who's doing this message? Who's on messages?
It's me, Scorno.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scorno. Yeah. Shit must be going down if you're doing messages.
All right, get up my back. 6 hours till kaboom.
Oh, God.
Scorno, can you come into my office, please?
Yeah, what's up?
I just read the transcripts back from the message you sent down to Clinkin' and Spankin' on the Earth surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this kaboom?
I'm not great at my job.
Well,
my uncle works here. Obviously, you know him, and he's given me a shot.
Yeah, yeah. No, Reggie's the reason you got this job. There's no question about that.
I'm not confident in my abilities.
Well, let's work on that.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. So the first thing I would do is take your hands away from your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. See? Now you can speak a little more freely. Try that. Say kaboom now.
Kaboom.
See? Much less...
Look, I can't just get you a job, okay? I've already got another nephew or whatever the fuck it is in there, okay? So just do your work, and if you get up, all right? Let me get some more tertian crystals, please. Thank you.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. Yes. Look, if you want a job, you're going to have to get it yourself. I can't just keep pushing family members through, all right?
I need a job.
You're going to have to get it yourself.
You're my uncle.
Can I get some more tertian crystals, please?
You're my uncle.
I know that. Yes.
Uncle.
From a third reptile, okay? We're not that close.
No, my mother said that you guys were so close and then you had that falling out, and I need a job.
Yeah, well, we fell out, okay?
I ate 2 birds this morning.
Can I get some tertian crystals, please?
All right, just follow my lead. Hi, we're aliens.
We are aliens.
Can we order a number dash, dash, dash?
Yeah, all of it dash, dash, dash as well.
Yeah. This is going well. This is going well.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, please. You want to take this one, Phil? Nice. That went well.
Somehow he understood me.
I know. We are in. Okay, now we have 5 hours.
Can I get you boys a drink?
Yeah, we'll take the most popular alien drink.
Yes, just an alien drink.
You got it.
We're not from Earth.
Nope. 5 hours until we make this whole place go kaboom.
Kaboom.
Operation Kaboom. We were trusted with this gig. Okay. Ooh, this looks delicious.
This does look good.
Do we put it in our mouths? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Where does this go?
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you asking if...
It's because it's kind of gassy and floating and I wasn't, you know.
Well, just pull out your nipple tube.
Right. Did you want to try some?
I'm working.
Oh, have a sample.
We can't access our nipple tube.
You want me to access your nipple tubes for you, boys?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Just a few dollars extra. I can access your nipple tubes.
Oh, they take dollars. That's
good. But we don't have a nipple tube. So that's the bad part.
Not American dollars.
Right. Of course, not American dollars. That would be absurd. Why would we pay that?
We take that.
Right. Yes. I have a...
That's not enough.
Okay, well, also, I have
a... You fucking with me?
No.
If you want to access your nipple tubes, you're going to have to...
What's going on over here? Everything all right, Crystal?
No. These motherfuckers are trying to access, you know, they want me to access their nipple tubes because they say they can't all get right. them. Tail is all the time. The gaseous right. stuff is flowing. Yeah, and then he's trying to give me American currency, and he's talking some bull.
I don't have American
Gentlemen,
currency.
Gentlemen, let me see your bag hooks.
Our bag hooks? All right, jigs up. Accelerate, kaboom.
Wait, what? Where are you going? Kaboom now. Oh, shit. He's pressed the button.
For our final scene today, it comes from Haley, who wrote, "My sister and I finally convinced our widowed mother to move closer to us. After 2 years of bugging her, she finally put her house on the market. The problem is, she put it on the market for twice what it's worth. We asked her to rethink it, but she refuses. She also recently informed me that she does not plan to leave the house when potential buyers come to view. And
"We'll just move to the next room when they come in," she said. I told her that was insane, and now she's mad at me. I would love to hear a funny spin, I'll bet you would, on this really frustrating situation. I recently got a promotion, so I can't listen to podcasts all day at work anymore like I used to, but I've kept Alchemy This on my list of faves, and I always listen when I can. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Alchemist. Haley from Austin. So we're going to show you the house.
This looks like an RV. Yeah. This looks like an RV. There is no way there's three bedrooms
you
inside of that.
You have to change your attitude.
I don't want to have a bad attitude, but I'm not going to waste my time going into this mobile home.
We can afford what we can afford, and we can afford this.
It's
so can we try to enjoy this?
Train car design.
Okay.
House.
That's cute. All train right.
This
car.
Is cute. Fine.
It's on a foundation. You'll be able
Sweetie.
To own the land for 99
my gosh.
Years.
Okay.
Which will certainly be your lifetime.
99 years?
99 years.
Fair.
Yeah.
What happens at the end of the term?
Oh, wait a second. I didn't even think about that. Shouldn't it just be ours to give to our kids?
Sure, and they can have it till the end of the 99 years, and then we'll come back to the state.
To the state?
Yes.
Is this a rental?
No, no. It's a purchase. Yeah, but the land itself is always owned by the government.
This is our first time home buyers. So.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So,
and that's fine. That's fine.
This is a little over my head. I didn't understand that.
It doesn't
part.
Make a lot of sense. I understand. But we'll walk you through the whole process. Let's go in and take a look. Now, I do have to tell you, when we go inside.
Well, goddamn, looky at here, huh? You son of a bitch.
I was just about
huh?
to tell them that your mothers would probably.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. Don't have any Dr. Phil pills, all right? That's just going to ruin your bank account. It's going to ruin your skin. Look at this, huh?
This is Dickie. He's the owner's son.
Look at my chest. Look at this chest, huh?
Wow!
Yeah.
He of course will not be here.
Should we come back at a later time?
He won't be here when you own the house. He's just here now. So you got to look past a few things.
I'm planning on dying here before y'all come in, and I'm gonna bury myself on the property. All right, I'm Mark Grave.
Dickie,
you hear me?
Dickie, you recently started a profession as a stand-up comedian. Is this some of your material?
Not yet. I don't want to burn what I do for free.
Is this off your comedy album?
So this is the foyer, I guess.
Yeah, we're in the foyer now. And again, Dickie won't be here when you own.
Okay.
Okay.
This is larger than I thought it would
me
be
too.
With, from the outside.
Oh, please don't touch any of those standing pools of water. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
I hadn't noticed those. There seems to be a little plumbing issue over here. There's some standing water.
No, that's
water
urine.
Turns out not plumbing issue.
Okay. That sounds like a plumbing issue if people
the plumbing
are peeing
was just
on the floor.
Recently redone, all copper.
I mean, plumbing if it's mine.
Again,
y'all want some chips?
Babe, I think we should go.
Yeah, I think we should
yeah,
go,
Yeah, thank
too.
You so
Can
much.
Can I show you the master suite? It's pretty outstanding. Tell you what, before you go, and I'm fine if you want to go.
We do want to go.
Just take a peek at the master suite. It's what we call the closer.
Okay, we drove all the way out here.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Show us the master suite.
Just down this hall.
Oh.
That's a longer hall than I could get from the outside. Yeah. This really looks like an RV.
I know, but it's big. I didn't know you could fit so many reptiles in here.
Feast your eyes on this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That smell. What is
Whoa.
That smell?
I mean, the view is beautiful. But the... It's an overwhelming odor.
Oh, my God. It's an overwhelming odor.
Yeah, that's a human carcass you're smelling right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Thank you for the... Oh
yeah,
my,
we gotta go. We gotta go.
Money my past, but... Lost another one, huh?
Okay, this is great. You know, I'm trying to sell your mom's place because that's what she wants me
and,
to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she's in there.
Yeah, exactly. So I need help from the family.
You got it. I said y'all could come in.
And when we appreciate that, can you get Dickie to go somewhere else?
No.
No?
He lives here.
I understand. And also the urine puddles, if there's anything we can do with the urine puddles.
I could tell him to try to make it more in the corner.
That'd be great. That's a start. You know what? That's a start. I've got the, oh my goodness, they're out front. They got to be out front by now. Please.
Are you talking about the feds?
No, the next.
Is the feds fucking here?
The next
hey,
people.
Hey, Dickie, lock it down. The feds are fucking here.
Sweetheart, I think this purchase will save our marriage. Frankly,
I'm looking for anything to save the marriage.
Well, you were also looking for your secretary, and you found her.
Look,
that's in the past,
Cynthia. That's not happening anymore. Okay, I cut it off. She's still working for me, but we're not sleeping together.
Are you looking at each other?
Well, occasionally we have to look at each other. Yeah.
Well, this will help. Buying a new home will help. A fresh start.
Okay. Okay. You're right. I love you.
I'm
hello, hello, hello. Okay, great. I'm sorry I'm late. Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
You're the Turners, yes?
Yes. We're the Turners.
Fantastic.
I'm Martha.
Martha and Mr.
Turner.
Great. So
I realized I called you Cynthia earlier, my secretary's name.
You do that.
I'm sorry, Martha. Yes, this is my wife, Martha. My secretary's name is Cynthia. She's not here today.
You do that all the time, and I'm letting it slide because that was okay. In the past.
Well, call me on it. Call me on it the next time I do it.
I don't.
Sorry, I gotta take this.
Okay.
Well, so Martha. Yes.
Hey, Sin.
Hey, having some problems at the office.
Oh. Do I need to be there?
If I'm going to get fucked.
Okay. I gotta do this thing for Cynthia. I mean, Martha.
I love it when you call her my name.
it's legitimately a Freudian slip. Sorry.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting for you.
All right. Okay.
So I was just telling Martha that the home itself is actually built in 1920s by the architect H.P.
I love H.P.
H.P.
The architect built it?
Yeah.
Don't be so.
So you're going to know some things aren't as aligned as they should be. Okay. But the aesthetic is gorgeous. So it's a natural history
the office?
Monument. It's a natural history monument.
Yeah, yeah. I do got to get to the office pretty soon.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love law. Yeah. All right. Excuse me. That was
a little inappropriate. And I'm not trying to be rude or start anything, but we're in a rocky position right now, and you being flirty doesn't help the situation. Just show us the house.
Okay, so
yeah, we're hoping that buying this house will save our marriage.
Great,
you must get that a lot.
That happens a lot, right?
Does that happen a lot?
Have you
seen it work?
Yes, it works, right? Yes. So yes,
like, it works
100%.
I'm sorry, I gotta take this.
You. Yes. So
hey, Sam.
Hey, I got a big problem.
Oh, well, what's the problem?
I got an empty body cavity.
Oh, which cavity is it?
Well, there's actually. Three.
All right. Yeah. The mine wonder.
So I'm going to need you to get over here and fill these suckers up.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just got to do this thing for
because if I'm being honest,
yeah.
I don't actually care about the square footage. Yeah. I'm looking for a marriage repair.
Yeah.
Okay. Just catching up here. What did I miss?
So we were just going over the bones of the home. Just so you bones. Know.
Who are these? The new buyers?
Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Mrs. Williams. Okay. She is one of the
that's
the home.
A woman?
Yes. It's a live human?
This is a live human, Mrs. Williams.
Oh, God. It's like they see in Seven.
There's smoke coming out of her mouth.
Yes, she's a smoker. So this home is owned by her, and just because
did
of hospice.
Did you warn them about Cthulhu?
I'm about to, Mrs. Okay. Williams.
Cthulhu?
What's a Cthulhu?
So she's in hospice. She can't be moved, okay? She's got to stay inside.
Was the architect H.P. Lovecraft?
Yes. Did you know? Okay. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the books.
I just always thought people knew him as
Cthulhu's
H.P.
Cthulhu's the master. Of the basement, don't go downstairs.
That's right. So the basement is a little flooded, and it seems that there is an abyss down there. We sent a drone, and it's gone down hundreds and hundreds of feet without ever returning.
We'll take it.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to save our marriage.
Great. Yes, Mrs.
Williams.
I do
got to get to the office.
Of course you do.
Baby. There is some. There's a lot of holes that need to be filled.
Baby, thank you for taking this first step. I appreciate it.
Three, exactly. I definitely know what two of them are.
Mr. Turner, can I just talk to you before you get into your office?
Yeah. Yes. What is it?
I just want to say thank you so much for helping with my case.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for helping my case.
When was that? When did I help you?
Last week.
Great. Great. Good.
You got me off paying $10,000. That means so much to me.
Okay, but then you got to pay us, right?
Well, I already did, sir.
Yes, of course you did. Yeah. I took my fee and
yes,
great.
Yes.
So what did you want?
I just want to say thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to get it.
No, I understand that. I understand that, sir. I just thank you again. You are so kind and such a
definitely
fantastic.
The butt is one of them.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, I'm so just thinking.
Oh, okay.
Bob,
just,
can I get your ear for just a second? I got this case. I just can't get through to it.
The ear. Interesting.
I just can't close this case.
Yeah.
I need a little help with the closing argument, is what I'm saying.
Have you tried Franklin versus Arkansas?
Franklin versus Arkansas. Yes, that's perfect.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bob. Mr. Okay. Turner, I hate
what?
To stop you.
What?
It's just that I've got to take the rest of the day off because I've got to go to the dentist and get this cavity
yes.
filled.
Yes, good. Take the rest of the day off.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Hey, you lawyer boy.
Hey, get the fuck out of my way.
Hold on a second. My eye fell out, okay? Fell out, all right? And I got open
thing. Did aliens take your eye and eat it?
Hell yeah, they did. God damn it. First song, bitch, you fucking believe me on that.
We've got a class action suit going on right now.
Hell yeah.
But there's a hot shot guy coming in from Galaxy 7, you know.
Who's, they have an alien lawyer representative?
Of course they do.
Guess I'm SOL. Anyway, do you mind if I just kind of sack up here and just take a little nap outside your front door? Is that cool? Or?
Sure. As long as you're outside the door.
Oh, yeah. I won't be
Mr. Turner, would it surprise you if I told you I was Cthulhu?
Okay. Are you inside my head right now?
I'm inside your head, and you will forever be tortured for your mistakes.
No. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you moved in.
Oh, Cthulhu. No. All right. Cynthia, I'm here.
All of her cavities have been filled.
Oh, God, what did you do? What happened to her teeth?
Yeah, so, Martha, feel free, of course, to bring in whatever furniture you want, but it would have to be on top of Mrs. Williamson's furniture at the moment.
There's been a little issue.
Okay.
My husband's gone missing.
Okay, but you're still going to pay for the home,
well,
right?
Well, if there's no husband, then there's no marriage. If there's no marriage, there's no home.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
It's not fine, and that's okay to say it's not fine.
It's not fine, because I needed this.
What do you need?
I just needed this sale.
Do you need the money?
Yeah.
I have a lot of money.
I'm not going to take your money.
I'll give you money, I just don't have a great love, and that's something I'm coming to terms with.
What do you love?
Myself, for the first time.
Then why don't you spend money on that?
Well, the first thing I want to buy is whatever you want to own. Let me buy you something.
Is this house on the market? I'm sorry. No. What am I interrupting?
Nothing. Yes, this house is on the market. It was actually just put up.
It's a great place.
I only have one handkerchief. Can you guys share it to wipe your eyes?
Yes, we'll get close.
Yeah.
It's a great place. Are you married?
I'm not married, but I'm looking for a little place to make my own.
We're all looking.
What's happening?
I think a love connection. I want to marry you, and I want to marry you.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. And you?
Yeah. What do you say? You're a single woman?
I'm a single woman.
Caller, you're on the air. What's your problem?
I'm in a triple marriage in a haunted house, and we have our furniture stacked on the other people's furniture, which I thought wasn't going to be a big deal, but it really is a bummer because the chairs are wobbling, and the other women love each other more than me. But I said yes, and I sunk $40,000 into this.
Okay, we get this question a lot.
Okay. Marvin, what do I do?
What time is it there?
It's 4:22.
4:22. Oh, you just missed smoking time.
What? 4:22. Marvin. You're
two minutes late to light one up.
Marvin, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, what are you wearing on your feet right now?
Thong.
This episode is brought to you by Red Sox, because there are other colors, but, like, are there really? Red Sox!
Marvin, we just got another minute on the show if you want to wrap it up with this caller. In any way, you can offer up some help. She's in flip-flops, I take it?
Yeah.
Miss? And, she's in this triple marriage, and the furniture's on the furniture. Whatever you want to throw at her.
Okay, thanks for the notes, Doug. That did cut considerably into the final minute of the show.
Are we out of time?
No, I think we still have time. Look, there's probably... Is there a Cthulhu in the basement of the house?
Yes.
Where
H.P.
Lovecraft, the noted writer, was also the architect of that home. Well, and the beast Cthulhu is currently living in the basement, probably getting in the head and offering demonic visions and utterances that people are listening to. Now, I would get out of that house.
Okay.
And slip on some Red Sox. They're very comfortable and stylish.
Where should I go?
RedSox.com for all your sock needs. Well, only one need, which is if you need Red Sox, which you do, because, like, come on.
I love that tagline.
That theme music tells us, Marvin, that we're just about out of time. Thank you, caller. If you'd like to stay on the phone there, Marvin will take finish up your call after the show ends, but we do need to wrap things up here in the studio.
What? What?
Marvin...
Yeah, that's a lie. I don't finish up the calls once the show is done.
We get to keep talking?
Oh, look who's home. Hi, sweetheart.
I have to leave.
What do you mean?
I have to leave.
What? Why?
Here, drink this.
Wait, what is
drink this?
It smells like
bring
grease.
Her to the basement.
Okay, can we have one last toast in the basement?
Bring her to the basement.
I guess. Okay. I don't see why not. Wait, Cthulhu.
You're in the basement now, and you're going to live here forever.
No. Marvin, are you still there?
Whatever you do, don't drink bleach, okay?
And that's our show for today. Let's thank all of our alchemists. Oh, Joey Greer, what can you tell us? What do you want to say?
I want to say, what's up, yeah. Check out West Side Comedy Theater, Pretty Pretty Pony. We got, what's it called, Orange Tuxedo. We got Bear Spy, all great shows. We all play over there. Check that out. Check me out on Instagram at Jebby Grieber. Check out Goodnight, my album. You're going to like it. It's fun. It's a sketch comedy album. It's silly as shit.
Number one album in the country right now.
Number fucking one.
Yeah, congratulations on that. James Heaney?
You're always armed with paper. I've brought some paper out. This is where you can find me. Oh, that's not the right one.
They don't know. They can't
tell.
This
is literally the worst thing that's happened. My papers
you
are
gone. You know one of them to find you. You know your information.
You know what? Never mind. Just find me on the real JamesHeaney.com.
Craig Cacao?
I guess maybe Van Morrison's Astral Weeks.
Okay.
I'll go with that. At Kikowski on Twitter.
Vanessa Raglin.
At Vanessa Hope or at Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram.
Yay! And Chris Alvarado.
You're welcome.
That's exactly right. Let's thank our engineer of the stars, Richard Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Raphael Brito. And iHeart Media.
Doesn't look so good.
I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Remember,
Alchemy This!